Hello, everyone, and welcome along to Championship Drill and day four of the World Cup nightly show. Slightly later than usual tonight, because of a busy day, and I had to catch up on the highlights. Phil, you got to watch all the games, though, so I'll be going to you for a lot of the things here. How you felt on? But we're going to go through Group E first, which was the Germany Japan game, Spain Costa Rica, and then we'll move on to Group F: Morocco, Croatia, Belgium, and Canada. So I suppose starting with Germany, Japan, I only caught the highlights, so I'm going to ask you a few questions about it from what I saw from the highlights, and you'll be able to tell me more. It looked to me like a brilliant shock, obviously, for Japan. And we did say coming into it, we'd no idea what Spain would be like, we'd no idea what Germany would be like. But it looked from the highlights that they showed that Germany kind of were all over them, but just couldn't get the second goal.
The first half, Germany were outstanding. The second half is it's actually I was watching an RT and what's his name? Liam Brady said that it was one of the best second half performances by any team in any World Cup. Which he's not far off because Japan are I said it last night, I knew there was a goal in them. I just didn't know
I mean,
here.
yeah. The thing is, brilliant for Japan, and you can see the way they celebrated at the end. Massive for them, because they did look like they were being battered, and until they got that goal, and then they just. But they no, I will say, from as well from the highlights I saw, their goalkeeper made some amount of saves in that match.
What are the stats? I'd love to know the stats. I'm gonna look them up real quick. Yeah,
From what I
so
have here, I have Germany had 26 shots, 9 on target among them, which means he made 8 saves in that match.
yeah. Oh, it's incredible. The first
What I
half.
will say is Neuer, who's supposed to be, this brilliant goalkeeper, he should have saved that second Japan
Oh
goal.
yeah, without a doubt, I was just going to get to it.
He was kneeling down for some reason.
The control was outstanding to get the ball down and then get beyond him, but no keeper should be beaten in that in the near post.
Can't be beaten from their post from that. If he stands up, the guy can't score.
Exactly.
Why he goes down onto his knees, I'll never know.
I'm
If he's
delighted about
standing up, it hits him in the chest.
the one thing I'd say about Japan, I've never seen anyone work as hard. The Asian teams usually in general are some hard working teams. They'd run all day for you.
And he, yeah, and it look, they deserved it.
And they
They
did get a
played
goal. They got a
brilliantly.
goal disallowed as well in the first half. It was offside. It was offside, to be fair. But and Japan were lively when they went forward. There was a bit of fluent. Yeah, I enjoyed that game the most today. I think that was the best game of the day.
And I suppose in terms of players that we wanted to look out for, we had, like you said, Maeda from Celtic. How did he do?
This is pretty good. I thought Tomiyasu was the game changer when he came on from Arsenal.
He's like I watch him a lot, obviously, as an Arsenal fan, and I've grown up watching football forever and grew up with Arsenal's famous defense of lineup. I think he's as good a defender as any player I've ever seen, and I'd include like prime Frank Rijkaard, prime Paolo Maldini, Franco Baresi, any of them. He's as good as any of them. You just cannot get past him.
Yeah, exactly. He's outstanding.
Strange he wasn't starting, I thought, but
He could be
I
injured.
know he's been
Isn't.
coming back. He'd been playing a bit for Arsenal recently, so maybe it was kind of a rest, and they didn't want to overplay him because he does have a bit of an injury history lately. So,
There's a crazy stat as well for this match. This is the first time in World Cup history that Germany have lost back-to-back matches.
they've never lost their opening game of the World Cup before.
No, like back-to-back matches, they've lost the last couple of playoffs. Actually, another Asian team, South Korea, beat them in the last World Cup. It's crazy.
I suppose before the match, then you had the German team obviously putting their hands over their mouths in defiance of that. And the German Football Federation is investigating FIFA to see if it's legal for them to threaten players with sanctions over not wearing the One Love armband.
Yeah, and also as well, did they see the keeper had it underneath his captain?
He did. He wore it anyway.
Yeah.
Underneath his sleeve.
Yeah.
You know, which will, you know, somewhat make Roy Keane happy, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There was a lot of opportunities missed for Germany, it seemed, in this game.
Yeah, they missed so many chances. I thought the young fella was very good. The guy that switched nationalities to England, you know, was he English?
Yeah.
Germany took him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought he was very good. They just, I don't know, are we seeing the collapse of the almighty Germans?
Well, what this does is Japan have now got 3 points. Germany have zero.
Yeah.
They both play Spain and Costa Rica. Germany are going to have to beat Spain.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not going to be easy after today.
Yeah. I mean, you imagine Japan are going to be, like, we've talked about Costa Rica and we'll come to them in a minute, I suppose. They're not good. And we'll talk more about that in a minute.
Yeah.
Japan should be beating Costa Rica.
You would think so.
That gives Japan 6 points.
Yeah.
That means Germany have to beat Spain and Costa Rica to get 6 points.
Yeah. I can't see that happening.
No, but if they did beat Spain and Costa Rica and Japan beat Costa Rica and got something out of Spain, then Spain are gone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's really made this group, you know, and say Spain beat Japan and Germany beat Spain, and Germany and Japan both beat Costa Rica, then you have three teams on 6 points and it comes down to goal difference.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it might be how many can you put past Costa Rica? So it's a strange one. It's going to be interesting. And I think, you know, I think Japan, you know, just for the way they defended, how well the goalkeeper seemed to play as well.
Yeah.
I see a lot in the press giving out about Rudiger and saying that he was not great.
No.
Like, the one thing I saw from Japan's second goal was, I don't know what Germany were playing at, but it wasn't the defensive line to try and play offside. Their defenders were all over the place. The right back was playing him onside.
I don't
Rudiger
know.
Rudiger just stood still and claimed for offside rather than actually try to defend.
What was the story with Rudiger? What did he do?
There
was something happened because in the media it said he disrespected a Japanese player, but I didn't. Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe I wasn't into anything. I might have left the room for something, but.
Yeah, but I didn't. I didn't see it in the highlights I saw anyway. But yeah, he was just standing there with his hand up claiming it was offside when it wasn't, rather than trying to defend.
I see what the story is there now.
Yeah,
Rudiger was laughing in the aftermath of an exaggerated run alongside Asano.
Didn't the goal come not long after that, or he did something ridiculous? Yeah, yeah. And yeah. he was cut out badly for their first goal, which I have to say again, Neuer not brilliant for that goal.
No, I don't know what it is. Is it an ego thing because there's a lot of
maybe. I mean, he had to. I will say, he did push the ball out.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much else he could have done because he was that full stretch. But he was that full stretch because his positioning was terrible.
Mm-hmm. I'd say this is his last World Cup anyway.
It would seem that way. Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought he's one of his worst games for Germany in a long while.
Yeah. So it's all go Japan in this one. Well deserved.
It worked. The work rate was unbelievable from Japan.
Yeah, and you were talking about that yesterday, that you expected.
Well, there was a goal in them. I knew there was a goal in them. I just didn't know, would they actually be able to win it?
Yeah. And I mean, like, to a man, it seems they were just brilliant.
Yeah.
Like you said, that all of them worked so hard for each other.
Everyone knows their position and what they need to do.
Yeah, so well managed. And the substitutions as well made a difference, it seems.
Yeah, all big time.
Already saying, Tomiyasu and...
Yeah,
both goal scorers were substitutes, were they?
I think so. Let me check. I'm not sure about that. I'm just when I'm looking at that there, I'm reading again. That's I think it happened in the last World Cup as well, where the Japanese supporters cleared up all the rubbish.
They're great that way, and they bring a lot of energy to us. I mean there was a double save while you're looking up at that. Gonda, the Japanese goalkeeper from Serge Gnabry, that I remember seeing as well.
Yeah,
like it was just the mate. Like the first shot was hard to save. He saved it. He got up and saved the second one. You're right.
Both men that came on.
Yeah. So yeah. You know, he knows what to do with the substitutes. Like you said, Tomiyasu Utah played well when he came on, and then the other two subs score goals.
But the whole thing changed. I don't know. Was it a case of Germany decided we're going to win this 1-0 and Japan and get a goal on us?
Just couldn't get the second one. And then you look at, like I saw the final whistle there, and the whole Japanese squad, subs, everybody ran onto the pitch to celebrate.
Yeah,
huge result for them in their history.
It's the biggest Japanese result. They seem to love it.
We said at the start when we were doing the whole review, there's going to be a shock or two in the World Cup.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be this early that we'd have this many shocks in the World Cup.
It's a good thing. It's great.
It is great for the World Cup. Like I said, it really puts Germany under pressure and throws this group wide open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So we'll wait and see what happens with the rest of the games. But fair play to Japan, and they put themselves now in a great position to qualify.
Yeah, 100%.
The other game in this group...
Yeah.
Or do you have anything else to say on Germany, Japan before we move on?
Well, just fair play to them. And I think that Japan deserve to go through now into the next round because of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And they've got a great chance of doing it. I have to say, we've got to stop talking up the odd player here and there.
Hmm.
After watching the highlights of this one.
Yeah.
Because me especially was talking about Navas and how good he could be for Costa Rica, and saying more or less he was going to have to be good because they're going to face a lot of shots. And he faced 8 shots, he let 7 of them in. He could have saved 5 of those goals.
You know what the funny thing is about this whole scoreline? They only left in 8 goals in their whole campaign.
Yeah, which is why we thought, oh, these guys might be tough to break down.
Yeah.
Goalkeeper's good or whatever. Amazing, though. Like,
I don't even know how you can say anything else like that. Just humiliating and not good from Costa Rica.
Spain had 82% of possession. Costa Rica didn't have a shot all game.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of fouls.
So that's why we have a feeling Japan or Germany could do something to them. But then again, if Costa Rica have one of those days where they do defend better, who's to say that they won't frustrate one of those two teams and really cause...
Well, they beat England, didn't they, at the last one?
Yeah. I think it's highly unlikely Costa Rica are going to take any points in this World Cup, judging on their display today.
Does it look like it?
What about...
it was all about the young players today for them, to be honest.
We were talking about that.
Gabby's
goal was great.
Yeah.
And I think he's the youngest player for Spain to score the World Cup. In fact, I think he's the youngest goal scorer in the final since Pele.
Yeah, he is indeed.
Same Spain. Age as Pele was, I think, but Pele was slightly younger.
If Spain had a proper forward, they'd win this World Cup.
Yeah. But I mean, how were the other youngsters that we were talking about in the game?
Pedri was brilliant.
It's not like he's over the hill. Pedri's only 19.
you know,
Pedri's 19, Gavi's 18. And I know they're two of the players we talked up.
And they gave Busquets then now, who don't even have to run anymore because these two lads next to him that are doing all the running, and all he used to do was just be in the right spot for the passes.
I mean, was it as one-sided as the scoreline suggests?
Yeah, like, after 30 minutes, 3-0, game over. He actually should have been 4-5 before half-time.
Yeah. Spain had lost their opening matches at the last three World Cups, including in 2010 when they went on to win it.
Yeah.
Certainly didn't lose their opening match today.
No.
So it's their best start for four World Cups. I have the passing stats here, and it's frightening. Costa Rica made 231 passes in the game. Spain made 1,043.
Yeah.
Costa Rica players must be exhausted.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's mentally draining as well coming off after that seven.
And it's not an easy place to be, because what was the score at halftime?
Three
at halftime.
It was
and
three
I mean,
halftime.
It's one of those where you're 3-0 up, you're totally dominating. You don't want to go all out attack and, you know, try and score 20 goals. And
but
it's,
you know,
just you're taking them as they come along. So.
You know, the funny stat about this whole game is, like, besides Ferran Torres, there's all goal scorers. So there's six different goal scorers in this match.
Did we learn anything from Spain, though? That's the thing, is Costa Rica were so bad, or were Spain
no,
so
yeah.
good?
No,
You
I
know,
think
it's...
both.
I suppose we won't know until the Costa Rica play Japan or Germany.
And yeah.
But like we said, France last night, as one of the favourites, sent out a message. Look how good we are. Spain have certainly sent out a message here.
Yeah.
But again, it's not like they were under any pressure at all. But did Costa Rica even get out their half very often?
No, not really. I just read another stat there as well.
Yeah.
Costa Rica are the first team in 32 years to not have a shot in goal. I had a World Cup.
That's yeah. It was a terrible day for Costa Rica. That there's no doubt about that.
I don't even think I thought Joel Campbell would get a touch.
Yeah, it's a bizarre one. Like, I mean, they just from the highlights, I didn't see them like out of their half because there were so many goals to show as well.
Yeah, but even then, like every time Spain went forward, you're thinking another goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best performance by a team so far, and I thought France were good last night. This is the best.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get carried away and say they're going to win it, because who knows what's going to happen in the next game.
Absolutely. How did they line up? Was it, did they play for Antares through the middle, or?
Up front, I think. It was
Or
straight.
Asenio? Was it Asenio in the centre and Torres maybe out on the right?
Yeah, that was it. But I think that's going to change again, because they want their Morata.
Yeah.
He seems to love Morata for some reason.
Yeah, and one of those two, I suppose, where they've got like Busquets sitting in there.
Yeah.
Being able to just play the passes.
Oh,
and
that's,
then
what I
he's
mean.
got,
That's what I was saying earlier. He, the two young lads doing all the running.
Gavi and Pedri next to him.
Yeah, Barcelona have something there. They're both going to be
frightening
superstars.
Yeah, it is frightening. Hard to know how good that Spanish defense is, because it doesn't look great on paper to me.
Yeah. Problem.
Especially at the fullback position again.
Yeah.
But they weren't tested today, obviously.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait for another day to see.
It'll be the German game, because Germany will get a chance. It's just where they score them.
Well, that's it. And Germany caused a lot of problems from the wings. So it'll be, you know, we will see how the fullbacks do against Germany. But yeah, great day for Spain, great day for Japan, bad day for Germany and Costa Rica, I suppose, in Group E.
Yeah.
And we'll wait for the second round of matches there. But I mean, that's going to be a fascinating group now for the last two games.
Yeah.
Group F, another game I didn't get to see. So,
Which one? Morocco.
Morocco nil, Croatia
oh,
nil.
This was probably. Do you know what? I didn't think it would get any worse, but this is probably the worst goalless draw of the whole thing.
Yeah, there was only four shots on target in the whole match. I saw Modric had a chance. He put it over the bar.
Yeah.
I would have expected him to do better. No, he was about, you know, 20 yards out. It's not like
it was almost like there. It was almost like both teams were like, you know, the way in like Vikings fight, and they all like, it's almost like we're going to line up walls here and nobody's getting through.
Yeah.
It was just like constant fouling, very physical match, not a whole lot of nothing. But the thing,
you were saying that there was a lot of fouls, and looking at the stats, 16 fouls for Morocco, 11 for Croatia.
Yeah. The problem is, people think Croatia now are this big thing, but you have to realize those players were 33 at that in the last World Cup. So
yeah,
some of
yeah.
these
I mean,
players are
they're getting there.
36, 38.
So Croatia play Canada next. That's not going to get easier.
I think Canada will beat them.
And Morocco face Belgium. Yeah, did Morocco? Because Morocco were a team we fancy could do okay with some of their forward players.
Yeah, couldn't get
Ziyech.
going. Just couldn't
They
get
couldn't
going.
get going. Yeah,
It was a weird
I
game, to be
suppose.
honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought now there'd be at least something to it, but the first half and the second half were almost identical. It
Yeah,
was
I
very
mean,
different.
and looking at what people are saying, it seems like the players you expect to do well are the ones that got the highest ratings in this one.
Yeah.
Like Hakimi, who we talked about beforehand, obviously at PSG.
Yeah.
Ziyech at Chelsea, they're the
Outstanding.
two for Morocco.
Yeah.
And then you look at Croatia, their two best players that were being rated were Modric and Perisic.
And the thing is, I was laughing today because they had Lovren in centre half.
Yeah, I mean, how old is Lovren? I mean,
He must be 36.
he seemed like he was 35 when he left Liverpool. How
I
old
know
is he now?
he is 33. That can't be
He
right.
is. Yeah, probably is. He probably just seemed like he was 35 when he left Liverpool.
Who was he playing for?
I have
Zenit.
no idea.
FC Zenit.
Okay.
Okay, interesting.
So,
yeah,
yeah.
there's not a lot of there's not a lot to say about it because it wasn't particularly good.
Yeah, would you have seen, like, because obviously we saw the other game, which, you know, we'll talk about it in a minute, but Belgium beat Canada, kind of very unlucky in that one. So having watched the four teams in the group now, how
Yeah.
do you see it shaping up? Do you think Croatia or Morocco, either of them will get out, or do you think it, like, Canada have a chance of beating both of them?
I think Canada have, we have definitely, if Canada can, I think we were talking about it with Adam earlier, if Canada just can't get it forward, they can't score.
Yeah.
If they could score a goal or two, I think Canada would definitely finish second.
Yeah.
Because like with team was we won't talk about now, but we'll talk about it in a minute. But like some of their players were so quick that
Yeah.
they will catch Lovren out because of the pace.
Yeah. And is it a case here, this game, which you get sometimes at a World Cup, where Croatia and Morocco probably wrongly maybe, because they would know Canada that well, probably feel we can both beat Canada.
Yeah, I think you're
And
right.
then, you know, we're going to struggle maybe against Belgium, but we'll give it a go. And neither of them wanted to lose this game because it probably would put them out of the World Cup.
I think so. I think you're spot on. I
So
think
they're like,
you can tell because it was a very edgy and
yeah, it's
thin.
like they don't want to take too much of a risk.
Yeah, like I saw a lot of people giving out online about why is there so many nil alls.
3-0 all draws now already in the World Cup.
Yeah.
But I think you get a lot of nil all draws in the first rounds of World Cups, the first round of games, I mean.
Yeah.
That changes as the groups go on because teams have to go for wins.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, Croatia playing Canada next. Both of them are going to be trying to win that match. A draw doesn't do either of them any good.
Yeah.
So, like, that could be a potentially great game the next round of matches. You know, it's that's the way it works. So, not too much else for you to say on this one?
No, I was just, you know what, I was watching it thinking, this is just physical. There's not a whole lot of excitement to it. Yeah. But the Belgium game was entertaining.
Belgium, Canada. Now, what I will say from this is, from what I saw in the highlights, Canada, very unlucky.
Yeah.
Definitely deserves something out of it.
Yeah.
Belgium's keeper made a few good saves, I thought.
Yeah, and obviously he saved a penalty as well.
Saved the penalty, which, to be fair, wasn't the greatest penalty on earth.
No.
Certainly wasn't in the corner.
Yeah.
But Canada, I think, very disappointing for them. 22 shots, only three of them on target.
Yeah, they were very, very wasteful. But I think we were talking about it before this started that these three players would be good. Johnston, is it you said Johnston?
Yeah.
Davis and Alfonso. He was just unplayable at times. He was so good tonight. They couldn't score.
Yeah, And what about a guy that we know well, obviously, from the championship in Junior Hoylett? How was he?
He was pretty good. Actually pretty good. I thought he was, like, even after the game, I think Martinez might have said that he was pretty good in the game. Martinez highly praised him.
Yeah, I mean, they were unlucky, unlucky.
They were.
I think Belgium's man match is probably the goalkeeper, Courtois.
Yeah, 100%.
I saw.
We
did say, and sometimes we get things right. We were talking about, for Belgium with all their players, saying not to forget about Batshuayi.
Yeah.
Because he always delivers for Belgium.
Yeah.
And he did it again. They'll be disappointed with the goal they gave away, though, because it's just a straight ball over the top.
Mm-hmm. And it was against the run play. They just couldn't. If they'd got into halftime, I think this would have been a different game.
It certainly seemed like they were all over it.
Oh, they hammered them. I was. This is the poorest Belgium performance I think I've seen in a long time. But again, this is going into Belgium, who are aging, and again, people have to realize that Kevin De Bruyne is 32 nearly.
Yeah, Canada ranked 39 places below Belgium in the world rankings.
Yeah,
Canada obviously team on the rise, the young squad for the most part, co-hosting the World Cup next time around, and they could be ones to watch certainly for the future.
Yeah, we've a lot of young players.
Belgium, like you said, are going the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Looking at Croatia and looking at, you know, Morocco, and Morocco obviously as well have exciting forward players. Can you see either of them causing Belgium a problem?
With Belgium played tonight, yes. Because they just weren't, what's the word I'm looking for now? They weren't like coherent. They didn't really flow together. I thought Tielemans was really, really, really poor.
You also have Alderweireld and Vertonghen, who played a lot together, but one's 33 and the other's 35.
That's the problem. That's the problem with Belgium's team in general. Is how old they are. And then, as well, you've got to realise Kevin De Bruyne doesn't have the Phil Fodens and stuff around him to give
De Bruyne, as well, he's never been Messi. He's never been a guy that's going to take a ball and round seven players.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not his game. He's very talented taking a guy on one-on-one. He's very talented at crossing a ball. He's very talented in a lot of other ways. But, it's been a strange one.
Yeah.
For Belgium. Very, very... So you thought they were poor. Very slow. Very tired.
Slow, lethargic. Not a lot of energy.
Yeah.
But Canada were so full of energy. And I think a lot of fans who probably haven't really watched Canada before would take notice.
Absolutely. So you're looking at you're looking at a team probably on the rise in Canada, and I suppose for them, very disappointed in the defeat, but they showed tonight, I think, they belong at the World Cup. I mean, they're a team that are going to be entertaining to watch in this World Cup and the next World Cup.
Yeah, exactly. And they're a young manager who I like. He was quite... The only thing as well, we forgot to mention as well today, that your buddy was the referee.
Yes, for this game, wasn't it?
I think it was this game, yeah.
I can't for the life me remember his name, but he's the famous referee who blew up. Was it Tunisia playing Mali?
I think it was, yeah.
Tunisia Mali in AFCON last year, and he famously blew up 6 minutes early or something.
He got suspended for corruption,
He blew the game up. Not 6 minutes early in terms of there was 10 minutes stoppage time in grade three. He blew up in the 85th minute or something like that. Yeah. For full time. And not only that, after they convinced him that his watch was wrong or whatever, he went and he went away then and he played the stoppage time and whatever, but he never added back on the time they were off the pitch. When he blew up early. And then he blew up again way too early before the end again. So he's mad, but he clearly doesn't like being on a pitch because he only played 5 minutes of stoppage time. In the second half.
Yeah.
When it's been 9 or 10 nearly every match.
I know, yeah.
He clearly doesn't like it. He needs to, whoever, you know, his family or whoever, if his family are listening in, you need to get him a better watch for Christmas. But yeah, that's it. It happens. It happens. I, as you know, coach a team, and we had a match earlier this season, and they're under 15s, and we're supposed to play 35 minutes aside, and we were playing a game away from home, and it was 1-1, and it was a very close game, and you know nobody deserved to lose it, and I you know I have my stopwatch going at the start of the half to see how it goes, and we were playing nearly 13 minutes over. We were like 48, 49 minutes into the half. And the ref eventually blew up, and it did finish a draw, thankfully, as, you know, the neither team deserved to lose it. And you wouldn't want, you know, the kids to be going home unhappy because they lost the match they deserved to lose. But I said it to ref afterwards, and he goes, well, my watch said it was 35 minutes. Yeah. And I was like, well, look what time it is in the day, and tell me, so, you know. He said he's going to get a new watch, that referee as well. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, definite penalty.
Yeah.
But a shocking penalty in terms of being taken.
Yeah. They're given in today's every day of the week, those handballs.
They are. If your hand basically isn't glued to your side. If it's above your head, you're asking for trouble anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so... You know, so Canada can take a lot of pride?
Without a doubt. I just think, again, if they could just score two of those 26 chances.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They've only played 3 World Cup games before this one, way back when. They've never scored a goal at a World Cup. They've lost all 4 matches. Surely they're going to at least get a draw, if not a win, and score a goal, surely, this World Cup.
You would hope so, yeah, for sure, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. But Belgium, you'd be worried for them if you're a Belgian fan.
If they drew that game today, I don't think they're qualifying.
Yeah. So big that, win, so really for Belgium in that case.
It wouldn't surprise me if Canada won the other 2 games and came first.
Right. Yeah. So we leave it for today's games, I suppose, and we'll have a little bit of a look ahead to tomorrow. Early morning game is Switzerland Cameroon.
Could be
interesting. I'd expect Switzerland to win that because Cameroon haven't been great lately. But you never know. You never know what Cameroon are going to show
as
up.
As long as it's not like the Moroccan game today, I'm good.
Yeah.
I just don't want another game where both teams are just fouling and constantly not playing right.
Yeah.
Basically.
Game at 1 is interesting. Uruguay, South Korea. South Korea haven't been great lately.
That's the one that I'm going to miss, sadly.
Son isn't there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Uruguay will look to get 3 points there and put pressure on the other two who are playing at 4, which is Portugal and Ghana.
Yeah.
Big one for Ronaldo, I suppose. Eyes are going to be on him.
He wants to show he's the man. Like, you know.
He will. But Ghana are not bad. Like we said,
no.
Ghana have slipped on the world rankings, but since they got their new manager and the likes of Tyreek Lamptey and that we talked about the other day, that are now Ghanaian, that have declared for Ghana, that is. You know, Thomas Partey is fit, Andre Ayew is fit. Ghana aren't bad.
No, I wouldn't fight if they won, to be honest.
Yeah, and Portugal have a very good team, but it is going to be, how is that dressing room with everything that's been going on with Ronaldo?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to wait.
Actually, just speaking of Ronaldo, there's a crazy rumor today about him. There's a rumor he's going to Newcastle.
Well, that would be crazy altogether. That would be mad altogether.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see.
We'll see what happens.
It's going to be an interesting game, I think, that one. I think Uruguay, South Korea is going to be interesting. Interesting kind of a group, really. Because we don't know what we're going to get from some of the teams in it.
Brazil, Serbia. That'll be another one. That's another
Brazil,
one.
Brazil, Serbia is, again, like we talked about it, Brazil's front three, which is probably going to be Rafinha, Neymar, and Vinicius.
Yeah.
Up against Serbia's front three if they all play, which they won't. Of Vlahovic, Mitrovic, and Tadic. Maybe they will all play. Serbia certainly don't have a bad front three like we talked about the other day either.
Yeah.
And Brazil, weakest point is their fullbacks.
Yeah.
And we know from watching Mitrovic a lot in the championship, if you put a cross into a box,
he'll go for it, yeah. He'll just go for it.
He'll head the man into the net as well as the ball if he has to.
Yeah, yeah.
So, tough start for Brazil.
Yeah, but they just want to get a win, I think, here. They don't care.
I think they need to get a win. Bit of pressure maybe on them to put on a show. Now that, you know, Argentina have lost. But after seeing France and Spain put on a bit of a show,
yeah.
Brazil might feel, you know, they've got to do something. But Serbia won't roll over, so...
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be interesting to see tomorrow night. I think it's the makings of a good game, that one.
Yeah.
All right. So we will leave it there as it's getting late. It's nearly 12:30 at night as we're finishing this one up.
Yeah.
So apologies for how late this one is going out. Sorry. But a good day of football, another shock.
Yeah.
The biggest win at the World Cup so far. And yeah, poor old Kyler Navas.
Tomorrow will be pretty good. I think tomorrow's games have potential to be one of the best days so far. Yeah.
I'm going to call it here. No nil all draws tomorrow.
Switzerland and Cameroon nil all written all over it.
I know, yeah. The first game out of the
yeah,
block.
Yeah. First game, yeah.
No nil all draws tomorrow. So when we're back tomorrow night,
I'm going to say the remember same that. Thing. I'm going to say the same thing. No nil all. Yeah.
No nil all draws tomorrow. We don't want nil all draws.
No.
Good stuff. So thanks everyone for listening, and we'll be back with you tomorrow night.